The Fall of Iran and the Rise of Mashiach, Part 3. Avodis HaBerurim has been completed. The Rebbe astonished everybody when he first stated that the Avodis Hashem of the Jewish people in Golis, refining the sparks of holiness that fell into this lowest of worlds, has been completed. It's time Avodas HaBerurim. Avodis HaBerurim is finished. Not only that, even the tshuva of the Jewish people has been done. The Jewish people have done tshuva. And the Rebbe himself said that it's completely beyond understanding how Mashiach hasn't come. On the surface, the situation fits the description of what we brought above from the Ya'aroi's Dvash, that the Ketz has arrived, but we're still waiting for the coming of Mashiach. Everything's been done, we're waiting for Mashiach. However, the Ya'aroi's Dvash offers an explanation, as we said above, that we're waiting for the fall of Paras at the hands of Rome. How does that fit with the Rebbe's declaration that it's inexplicable? How does that fit with the neat explanation of the Ya'aroi's Dvash? And how do they both relate to the completion of Avodis HaBerurim in the statement of the Gemara that the fall of Paras is a decree of the king? At this point, I want to bring the words of the Mittel Rebbe. He's speaking about the level of Mashiach, that this level elevates certain mitzvahs that are performed to refine the Rapach Nitzutzin, the 288 sparks of Kedusha that fell. And he writes like this. But there's a second level of mitzvahs. In other words, the first level, he says, is when you do turn mitzvahs to refine the sparks. Avodis HaBerurim. And he goes on and says, but there's a second level of mitzvahs, which is from the essence of performing the mitzvah alone, even without intent and reason and secrets at all. The etzim of the mitzvah, which means not for the sake of tikkun or refinement of the rapach nitzutzin, the 288 sparks at all, but rather only because he said and his will is done, the Eibishter. Because this is the essence, this is the etzim of the mitzvah that Hashem said to do it, similar to the mitzvahs we will do in the time to come, which are above the level of refining sparks. In other words, what's the Mittel Rebbe saying here? The higher level of fulfilling Torah mitzvahs, not for receiving a reward, becomes most relevant after the completion of Avodis HaBerurim. As long as the neshama was refining the sparks of holiness, it was quite a daunting task to ignore that and to fulfill Torah mitzvahs only because they are Hashem's will. There's a whole inyan of Berurim here, very, very important. But once that avodah has been completed and the neshama is left to perform the mitzvah without the reward of that divine spark, since it has already been refined, and only the aspect of Hashem's will remains, serving not in order to receive reward, that becomes the relevant avodah, not to serve Hashem not in order to receive reward, but rather just because it's Hashem's will. All this is as regards the neshama, but as regards the animal soul, the nefesh bahamis, which is enclosed in the physical body, which is our consciousness, obviously we lack a feeling or recognition for what's going on with the divine sparks, and if we're refining them, we don't know. If we're not refining them, we don't know. We don't feel these things, and therefore we can continue to fulfill Torah and mitzvahs, or chas v'shalom not fulfill, according to the considerations of the Nefesh HaBahamis for reward, for honor, for logic, because it's custom, all sorts of, all these reasons. So this explains the Gemara's wording, explaining the fall of Paras to the hands of Rome. What does it say there in the Gemara? It's a decree of the king. Meaning, when we will be fulfilling Torah mitzvahs as the decree of the king, Hashem's will, and not in order to receive any reward, this brings about the fall of Paras. This can imply that the Rebbe's astonishment. What is the Rebbe's astonishment? His astonishment is that since all the end times have passed, kolakitzin, and the Avodis HaBerurim has been finished, and we've even been informed of this fact, the Rebbe told us about it, we know it now, and the world is no longer opposing Yiddishkeit as had been the case for so many generations, and all the prerequisites for Mashiach have been met, including tshuva, so it's absolutely not understandable at all why the Jewish people continue to fulfill Torah mitzvahs for side reasons, including reward, in the Rebbe's words, an inner golus in Avodis Hashem. It's not understandable at all. Why are you still doing that? Why are we still doing that? And even Chassidim raised in the Alter Rebbe's words, I don't want your Gan Eden, I don't want your Olam Haba, they still receive tremendous motivation from an encouraging wave of the Rebbe's holy hand, a letter expressing the Rebbe's satisfaction, and other prizes that the Rebbe was regularly, was accustomed to was accustomed to distribute. The neshamas are ready. The world is ready. The time for the fall of Paras, of serving Hashem for reward, has arrived. But inexplicably, we, the Jewish people, remain in a comfortable Torah and mitzvahs golas, even a chassidish golas, in the dimension of reward, in the dimension of Paras. We can also see the connection to the Rebbe's declaration that the shlichus of every nisham in the world now includes the main gate of accepting the kingship of Mashiach. What is Paras fall? Paras fall is due to the decree of the king. We need a king, Melech HaMashiach, in order to effect the fall of Paras. Only by accepting Mashiach Tzidkenu can we then rise above our own self-interest and need for various rewards to motivate our performance of Torah and mitzvahs, as the Mittler Rebbe said, what we quoted above, that it's a second level, the level of Mashiach. And even if we can understand why Paras must fall to make way for Mashiach, serving Hashem for reward, it must fall to make way for serving Hashem in a way of the king decreed, we are still left with a question. Why is this to take place at the hands of Rome? Fine, we understand everything we just explained here, if it makes perfect sense. But why is it going to happen at the hands of Rome, who destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, and who don't seem to represent any level of divine service at all, not even for the sake of reward? In other words, Paras, it's not so lofty, but you're serving Hashem, Tachlis. And Rome, we're going to understand what does Rome mean, but Rome, they don't seem to have any quality that would give them the right to be involved in bringing down Paras. As a question over there in the Gemara, we'll continue to part 4.